Edim ha-chasumum ala get. If you have Edim that signed on a get, u-shmoiseyen kishem ha-sedik echofim. And their names are the same names as Goyim. In other words, they have one Goyish name. It's not a famous Goyish name. It's not a shameless muvok. But it's a name that could be a Jew, could be a Goy. So he asked him, Mahu, what's the loch? Is it good or not? So Rashi learns, Lachshura b'yedim misira. Such a star is a good. In other words, Goyim's, we don't know who signed on it. There's a get that was written, Rashi learns, in Eretz Yisrael. And the Edom that signed on it, their names were so-so, Jack and Joe. We don't know if the Jews are Goyim. So Charles Mahu, is the get poslum zuyas mitoichoi or not? Could we use it with Edom Misir or not? Omalai, so he answered back, loy boli yadenu. This case didn't come to my hand. Ella, only a case of Lucas Veluz. Only a case of Lucas Veluz. This case came to me. The Yaksharnu, and that I said was kosher. Another, and the diak is Vedavka Lucas Veluz. Only such famous Goyish names. This is like shameless Mufokim. Lucas Veluz. Only Goyim have these names. Therefore it's kosher. That no Jews have such names like that. Therefore everybody knows who signed on this star, even to get Isha, is a Goy. And therefore later, when we want to give it over, we will not use these Edim, because we'll all know these Edim are Goyim, but rather we'll use two kosher Edim Misiras, therefore it's kosher. But the Diyuk was, Avol Shemoso Achrina, other names, like Jack and Joe, that sometimes a Jew has such a name also. It could be that a Jew also has a name like Jack and Joe. Therefore, be possible. That would be a shal of mizuyif mitaychoi, that we can't use such a shtar because we have to be afraid that maybe really this Joe was a guy. But later when we come to give over the get to the wife, people will make a mistake and think, listen, Joe signed in the get, Isha, most probably he was a Jew, and they'll come to rely on him that he should be the Edom Misiram, therefore it's possible. And this Gemara says, Eisvei, we have a kasha to you. We learned Alocha, the Sefer that says, Gitin ha-boyim imdinas hayom. If you have a get that was written in America, V'yedim chasumim aleim. And you have Edom that signed inside this get. Afal pi shesh moisayhen. Even though the names are Jack and Joe, which could be misled by Goyim, this is a name that some Jews use it, and some Goyim use it, still Ksherim, the locher is, this get is kosher. And Rashi says, Ksherim means even to use these Edim, Feidi Chasima. In other words, we are going to say that these Jack and Joe are Jews, and therefore it's a kosher ashtar. And the reason is why, Mepnei sheroiv Yisrael shebechutz loretz shemoiseyem kishem aslev dikachavim, because most of the Jews living in America also have such names like that. It's normal outside Eretz Yisrael to have names like Goyim. So therefore, a name that could be Jewish, could be Goyish, still we say it's kosher. So that's the stira, the first grace, so we said not like that. First he answered back, only the names of Lucas Veluz, real, special, famous Goyish names, then it's kosher. But a name like Jack and Joe would be possible. And here we're saying names like Jack and Joe is kosher. So Mara says, Poshit, Hosom Kirtoni Taimel. The last I said, it says the reason itself why it's kosher. It says clearly because there we're talking about the get was written in America, Chutz from Eretz Yisrael. And there the Svar is Mifnei, Sherev Yisrael, Sherev Chutz Loretz, because most Jews living outside Eretz Yisrael, they have English names. Their names are like Goyim. So therefore, in America, if you have a guy called Jack and Joe signing the get, so Stamazai, the Svar is, Goyim don't have to do with Gitin Oshim. Most probably, when you see a get, most probably we would say it's the Jews that signed in it. Just in Eretz Yisrael itself, in Eretz Yisrael, most Jews have Jewish names. Yaakov Moshe. Therefore, if you find the get written in Eretz Yisrael with a name like Jack and Joe, there we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim. Because most Jews in Eretz Yisrael do not have such names. So therefore, it's a good doubt maybe the Goyim. Therefore, the get is possible. But a get that was written in America, Chutz Loretz, there, since most people there, most Jews there, have such names like the Goyim, so then it's not even a doubt. You see a name like Jack and Joe in America. So now, most probably, who has to do with Gittin? Jews. Is it odd to see a name like Jack and Joe for a Jew? No, it's normal. So therefore, we'll say for sure that this Jack and Joe in America are Jews, and therefore they get this kasha. So therefore, there's no steer to the first brisa. In Eretz Yisrael, that most Jews have Jewish names, a Jack and Joe, they're a posel, because we have a good doubt, maybe it's a guy. But in America, most probably it's a Jew, therefore it's kosher. Now, Vikadiyami, some say like this, Kimas Nisa, Boyiminei. Some say that the original Shiloh, that Resh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, was not in the case like in Eretz Yisrael, but was the case like here, like Chutz Loretz. What's going to be if a get was written in Chutz Loretz that has a name like Jack and Joe on it? Is it kosher or not? That was the question. And they answered right away, Uposhet Lemi Masnisa. And they gave the answer right away from this last Tosefta's last brisa we brought down, that says, Gittin Haboyim Medina Sayom. As long as the Gittin are kosher there. Kosheros Mamanashach. If it's a real famous Goyish name, so then that's called Shemus Mufokim, it's kosher al Shemus Mufokim. If it's not a real famous Goyish name, but it could be 50-50, then we say most probably, or we say for sure, was a Jew, because Jews have to do with Gittin and not Goyim. Therefore, the get is kosher that comes from Medina Sayyam. Now the Mishnah says like this, Ha'oimer tein get zeh liishti. A husband tells a shliach, I want you to give this get to my wife. Or else, shtar shichru zeh liavdi. The master tells the shliach, give this shtar shichr to my evet. And the shliach took it and went on his road. He went to give it. Now, imrotso lachso vishneyem yachsor, divur Rabbi Meir. In both cases, the husband or the master could retract. As long as the shliach did not give over the get yet or the shtar yet, the master or husband could retract. In other words, because Rabbi Meir holds, it's a chav, it's something bad for a lady to receive a get. And it's something bad for an evet to be freed. So therefore, the klal is ein chovin liyadim shlei b'fonov. That when the shliach takes the shtar, he cannot like acquire it for the evet until the evet really takes it. So as long as the evet did not receive it yet, nothing took place yet. Therefore, if the master wants to retract, he has the right to retract and say, "You shliach, I don't want you to be my shliach anymore," and he can't give over the get. That's what Ramei holds. We'll soon see. The Chacham Maimon, the Chacham say no. The Gite Noshim, we agree to you. It's true. It's bad for a lady to get a get. She loses her panosa like this. The husband supports her. Now that she gets a get, she has no more support. It's bad for her. So therefore, the shliach cannot be zoicha for the wife. So the husband could retract as long as she did not receive it yet. Avoloi b'shechruri avodim. But the Chacham say that an effort to be freed, it's a schus for him. He's gaining on the deal. He's free. He doesn't have to work anymore. So therefore, as soon as the master gave over this get to a shliach, we say, Zochen liyodem shlei b'fonov, something that's a schus, something that's good for you, somebody could do it for you without asking you, without your permission even. So therefore, as soon as the shliach received the get shichrer, right away it's chal. Right away the evil goes out free, and therefore, or at least for this much, that the master cannot retract. And the Mishnah says the reason, Lufi shezochen liyodem shlei b'fonov, something that's a schus, that's good for you. Somebody could do it for you without asking you, not in front of you. But we ain't chavin loy el in front of. But you get isha, we can't do something bad for her, only in front of her. So as long as she did not accept the get, the husband could retract. And it says now, shem yirtzer shalei lozen esavdoi rishoi. Because when a master, when an evet goes out free, one thing you could say maybe he's losing out is that now the master won't support him anymore. So maybe it's also called the chav. The chav say no, because if the master wanted, even when he was working, he had a right to tell him, I'm not going to feed you anymore. The master does not have a chiyuv to support his slave. So therefore, when he frees you, it's only a total gain for the evet. There's no loss at all. Because the other way we would think, maybe it's a little loss. Because when he's an evet, the master has to feed him. Now that he's free, the master doesn't feed him. So that's a chum say no, that if the master wanted to, even when he was an evid, he did not have to feed him. But if a husband says, I don't want to support my wife, he's not allowed to. He has the chiv to support his wife. Therefore, for a wife to receive a get, it's called a chav, it's called something bad for her, so it's only done when she receives it. So that's what the Chum said back to Remeya. On this, Omer lehem, Remeya says back, no, Varehu poisel esav de minat shruma. What's going to be if the master is a kohen? So the locker is now the evid of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. When the master gives him his get shirch or frees him, he can't eat truma anymore. So it's called the chav is losing out. So the Chum answered back, kishem shu pois lesishtoi. This is what the Remeya says back. That just like his wife can't eat truma, the same way the evid can't eat truma anymore. So the evid is losing out, it's called the chav. On this Amrullah, the Chum said back, Mivnei Shu Kinyonoi. It's a different reason. That when the master freezes ever, the reason why he doesn't need Shum anymore, it's not really a Chav. It's just the Mitzvah says that he's not the Kinyon, he's not owned by the Kohen anymore. There's a special halacha, whatever the Kohen owns is also Lari Truma. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. And we'll see.
Why can't he give the same choice as the first time, that he doesn't have to give him to eat from the Truma either?
Right. It's also good. But a little difference would be is though, he could buy truma himself also. He can get it. He's allowed to eat it though. If he's an evid of a kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. Where does he get his truma? He can go to the market and buy it. It's very cheap. Because not too many people could eat truma. So they sell it cheap. So as long as you're an evid of a kohen, you could eat truma, it's a schus for you. But when he frees you, you lose that schus. The Gemara talks about it now. The Gemara says like this. Yosef Rav Huna was sitting. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Came with Reb Yirmiyah, in front of Reb Yirmiyah. The Yosef Reb Yirmiyah become an amnin. So far, Reb Yirmiyah was like dozing off, taking a doze. He was sleeping a little bit. So the Yosef Rav Huna sat there. In other words, Rav Huna and Reb Yitzchak Reb Yosef were talking together in front of Reb Yirmiyah that was sleeping. So Rav Huna said like this: Rav Huna Komar Shema Mina Med Rabbanan. Lachur, we have a proof from the Mishnah, from the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, that HaToifes Labal Choyv, Kona, that the Chomim say in the Mishnah, it's a schus for never to go out free. So therefore, this Shliach, as soon as he receives the get, the Shtar Shichru, right away he zeicher it for the Eved goes out free. So Lachur, the Shliach is only like a Toifes Labal Choyv. He's like grabbing the Shtar Shichru for the Eved. So you want to tell me now, somebody that's Toifes, for a Baal Chayv is Kona, and that's a Machlaikis if it's Kona or not. So Gemara said, and further, Omer le Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, V'yafilu b'mokim shechav li'acherim, if you want to say our mission is a case of Teifus le Baal Chayv, then you should have a proof even when it's Chav, when it's bad for somebody else. Teifus le Baal Chayv means like this, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Reuven owes Shimon. So Shimon's friend, when he's walking down the streets, he sees Shimon owns something, so he wants to grab that $100 away from Reuven to give it to Shimon. So that's one halacha. Could you be typhus? Could somebody else grab the money for the Bachoy for Shimon? So you want to say our mission holds yes, that the Shliach could grab the Get Shichrer for the Evid. So he said back to him, if you say that's what we're talking about here, then you should have a proof even when it's a Chav Lacherim. Chav Lacherim would mean, let's say Reuven owes two people money. Reuven owes Shimon, and he also owns Levi. So if Shimon's friend now comes and grabs the $100 for Shimon, he's making Levi lose out. Because like this, maybe Levi would have come and collected the $100. Like this, Reuven owes two people $100. He owes Shimon, and he owns Levi. So now for somebody to grab the money away from Reuven to give it to Shimon, that's a big question if he could do it. Because true, it's a gain for Shimon, but it's a loss for Levi. Who said you could do that? So Amalei, he answered back in, yes, I don't care, like, yes, you're right. From our Mishnah, we have a proof that Teifus Labal Chayv helps, even when it's a Chav L'Cherim. That the friend of Shimon has the right to grab the money away from Reuven, even though Levi is also at stake and lose out, so what? Teifus Labal Chayv is Chav. That's what Rav Huna was saying. On this, Adahoch, in the meantime, Issachar Bar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up, like they were talking in front of him, and now he woke up. Amalu, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said back to them, Darviki, like children, that you like you're wrong. And Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, that Ha Toifes Labal Choy B'mokim Shechav Le'acherim Loikona. Not like you said, it's not true. If you want to be Toifes, grab money for a Baal Choy, you want to grab money, you're a friend of Shimon. You want to grab the money for Shimon away from Reuven? But in the case where another person, Levi, is losing out, because Reuven also borrowed money from Levi, you have no right to do it. Loikona. that you can't do something that's a chav that's there for somebody else? If so, what is the pshat now, Mishnah? How come the shliach now, as soon as the master gives over the get shechra to the shliach, how come the shliach now could be zeicha, take this get like a mizeichrit for the eved? He's like ribbing it away from the master, and it's a chav for the master, that the master can't retract anymore. So you see, you could be tofas for the eved, even though it's a loss for the master. So Gemara says, the Mishnah is different. I'll tell you, koloi metinu, koi mezuchudami. That as soon as the master told the shliach, tenu, take it and give it over, it's as if you are telling him now to be zochui. So Rashi says, koim is a chudami. V'yein zek a shah toif. It is not like a regular toif, it's a bal choiv. El a bal also a shliach. But over here, the master appointed this person to be a shliach. Liskois boy. To take this get shichra, to be koiner it, to acquire it right now for the eved. Even though the Eved does not know about it yet, but the klal is zochum yodim shleir afonav. So the kids of Rashi learns here it's much better. Here that the master appointed him a shliach, then he has a right to be tofas, to grab it and keep it for the Eved, even though the master is losing out. But in the regular tofas means when stam a friend of Shimon comes to grab the money, when the Reuven did not appoint him to be a shliach, then it's not chal.
For the
Balabas. That's the Gemara's answer. That's what Gemara's saying. Since the Balabas appointed him and said, you take the Shtar Shichru for my Yevid, here it's better. Here he appointed him to be the Shliach. So when he appoints you to be a Shliach, then you could be Chav. Then you could be Zecher for the Yevid. There's a little bit of a Chiddush it is, because it's not a complete Zchus here. Even though the Shliach now wants to take this Shtar and give it over to the Yevid, but it's a little loss for the master. Even though the master's saying, do it.
The shliach is really for the master.
For the master, right, right.
So it's like he's an extension of the master.
Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer.
The opposite, though. It should be just
why?
The opposite.
The what?
Because
no.
If he's a shliach for the master, right?
Yeah. So now the Gemara wants to stop say that I'll tell you. Omar Rav Chizda, hadat this halacha that we just spoke about, of hatoifus labal choy b'mokrim shechav lacherim, if somebody wants to grab for somebody when somebody else is at stake, is bono lo machloikis Rav Lezer Rabbonin. I'll tell you, that's machloikis tanoim. It's machloikis Rav Lezer Rabbonin. The Tanaim, we learned like this. Mi shelika desapeya. An osher, a rich man, was going down the street, the fields, and he saw a peya. He saw a field that was left over, the fruits were left over at the end of the fields, that we know when none is supposed to take it. Now this rich man is not going to take it for himself. But what did he do? The Yom, he went and collected the fruits and said, Harei zu lepleini yoni. I want to be zeichu this peya for my friend, the yoni. I have a nice neighbor, a noni. He's allowed to take peya. So I want to collect this peya now for him. So, that's a case of tofas labal chayv. You're grabbing these fruits for your neighbor, the oni, but other aniyim are losing out. If you take it for your neighbor, then all the rest of the aniyim can't take it. It's chav lacherim. So Reb Lezer says, yes, you have a right to be zeich and keep it and give it to your neighbor. So you see, teifas, a makam shechav is good. The chum says, no, you have to give it to the first poor man you see. In other words, you can't keep it and give it to your poor man that you want to take it for. Because that's called teifas labachoy, the makam shechav lacherim. It's bad for all the other poor people. So nothing doing. Like you have to like put it down and let the first ani come and take it. So the chur, you see, it's a machlekes Rav Lezer and the chachamim. It's a kasha and Rav Yechonon. Then it wouldn't be a kasha, but the chachamim taka say it's not kaina. But the chur, let's say it's a machlekes. So Gemara says no. Amar Meimah wants to say v'yitamer Rav Papa. Some say name of Rav Papa.